Our word of God tonight comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and beginning at verse 6. But if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think better of me than what is seen in me or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations. Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. Three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But God said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." Let me say that again. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious, loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be ever pleasing in your sight as it calls us to be holy and bold. In your name we pray. Amen. So on Friday morning, I was sitting in my bedroom, beginning to prepare for this sermon tonight. I had my Bible out, and I was looking at Paul and Paul's stories, and realizing Paul was a man who was full of holy boldness. He was one of the most famous missionaries of all time. He would go to people and to places proclaiming the message of Christ in ways that stuck, in ways that galvanized, and he risked his life in doing so often. He suffered from persecution. He suffered from people complaining about him, and yet he continued to live into that holy boldness, trusting that Christ was with him. And that Christ was giving him the courage and everything he needed to go forth proclaiming this good news about God. And so as I was entering into his life, into his witness, into his story, I have to admit, I had Good Morning America on in the background and having a cup of coffee. It was part of my morning devotional time, and all of a sudden, I heard this powerful, and I mean powerful, song sung by Andra Day and Common. The song is called "I Will Stand for Something." It comes from the movie Marshall, which is the movie based on Thurgood Marshall, the first African American who served on the Supreme Court. It's a powerful, powerful movie. And then I recalled some of Thurgood Marshall's words, because he was a man too of holy boldness. He stood up against the principalities and the powers and the systems of his day. But as I went back to read his words that were probably written around the 70s, they were words that speak to us in the here and now with what we are going on. So listen to these words from Thurgood Marshall. He said, "We cannot play ostrich. Democracy just cannot flourish amid fear. Liberty cannot bloom amid hate. Justice cannot take root amid rage. America must get to work. In the chill climate in which we live, we must go against the prevailing wind." Does that sound like holy boldness? We must dissent from the indifference. We must dissent from the apathy. We must dissent from the fear, the hatred, and the mistrust. We must dissent from the poverty of vision and the absence of moral leadership. We must dissent because America can do better, because America has no choice but to do better. Which means he was calling them to holy boldness, and we are being called to holy boldness in this moment, in this time as well. And so can you imagine, on Monday morning, I turn the news on again. And I, as many of you did, saw that another 50-odd people were killed. Over 200 injured, all because of gun violence. And I sat there in all honesty, weeping. I sat there crying out, saying, why? Why again? We as a nation have to do better. We have to be bold in speaking up against gun violence. And we have to be bold as now we go out and show compassion and love to the people who are so strongly impacted by this. We are at a time again where we are called to holy boldness. Paul certainly knew what it was like to be called to holy boldness, as he continually stepped up for what was right in that time, proclaiming the words and the message of Christ. So Thurgood Marshall's words stayed with me on that Monday morning, but that song that I heard on Friday is the song that has stayed with me all week. Have any of you heard it yet? And of course, I'm not going to sing it, but go back and listen to it. Stand up for something. And as they sang these words, stand up for something. You have nothing unless you stand up for something. And then they said this, and I will stand up for you. That's holy boldness, when we can look out to the needs of others around us, be bold in who we are, be bold in our faith, and be willing to stand up for what they might need in that moment. And while they were singing this song on the Good Morning America stage, I guess, they had a big whiteboard. And people came up as they were singing and wrote the things that they wanted to stand up for. Some even wrote the things that they wanted to stand against. What do you think some of those things might have been up there? Peace. I'm going to stand for peace. What else? More gun control. What else? More love. More justice, more equality. I'm going to stand up for LGBT issues. I'm going to stand up for people who are living on the streets. I'm going to stand up for those who are dealing with poverty. I'm going to stand up for children. And it went on and on. There were so many things to stand up for. They were exhibiting a holy boldness. And so when we take communion tonight, you are going to take a marker and put up whatever you want to stand up for. What might God be stirring in you? Where might you be called to live into your passions and your gifts and to stand up for something? I'm a big believer that we all have things that compel us to move forward, to stand up, and to move into holy boldness. Tonight, I want to suggest three ways that we begin to look at holy boldness. There could be many, many ways. But the first way I want to suggest is holy boldness begins by looking into your own self. examining what's going on in your own spirit, looking at your own faith, looking at who God created you to be. What has God put in you? Your passion, your purpose, your gifts, your strengths, and I'm even going to go so far to say, and even your weaknesses. Paul acknowledged that thorn that he had. We too have those things. Sometimes in order to be wholly bold, first, we have to be wholly bold within ourselves. Looking in the mirror and asking, am I walking the walk? Am I talking the talk? Where do I need to allow God to strengthen me? Where do I need God to allow me to find that voice that I want to use to bring forth movement, action, hope, love to others? That voice that I need to even hear to myself that says, I am worthy. I can be bold. I can fight for the things I need as well. Sometimes we need, in our holy boldness, to claim what we need personally, to be able to grow stronger so that we, in turn, can help others, right? Look inside and ask, what might God be doing to give you strength? It reminds me of a story of a woman. Barbara Brown Taylor actually told this story in one of her books. This woman was feeling like she didn't know who she was anymore. Her life was truly falling apart. She couldn't find a voice to speak up for herself. She couldn't find a voice to speak up for anybody else. And one of her friends said to her, why don't you go away on a spiritual retreat? And she said, oh, no, 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 that is against my comfort zone, right? Many of us don't want to be bold by getting out of our comfort zones. But she knew she needed something, and eventually she signed up and went away on the spiritual retreat. While she was there, after she registered, she got into the elevator, and one of the nuns walked in. This woman pressed 4 on the buttons, I guess, and the nun pressed 3. And then the nun looked into the eyes of the woman with a beautiful, sincere spirit. And she said, why are you here? And the woman said, my mother just died. My father is now an alcoholic. My marriage is falling apart. And there is not a day or a morning that I am waking up without feeling like I am going crazy. My life is unraveling at the seams. And then the nun got off on that third floor, turned to her as she was leaving, gave her a little smile, and said to this woman, that must mean that God really loves you. Doesn't that seem like an odd thing to say? When someone has just poured out their heart, someone who probably feels like God is very, very far from them, because in this moment she feels like life is unraveling. But the nun said, God must really love you. Because often when we are at our weakest, we feel God's strength. We begin to know God's presence. We begin to feel God's peace. We begin to absorb the compassion of God's people and know God's love. And it slowly helps us to find some holy boldness moving forward. It doesn't always happen overnight, does it? Right? It wasn't going to probably even happen just on that spiritual retreat. But she found a way to start moving forward with the pain that she was carrying, but being now able to experience that extravagant love of God, who said, my grace is sufficient. sufficient. And she began anew. Some of you may be in that place tonight where you need to receive God's holy boldness in your life, allowing you to feel God's love, allowing you to feel God's strength. For when we get to that real place, it propels us to move to another level of holy boldness. I want to suggest holy boldness also is about caring for others. In that song, again, it says, "You have nothing. You have nothing unless you stand for something. And I will stand for you." As followers of Christ, we are to stand for our fellow brothers and sisters wherever they are on their journey. For some of them, they are in a place of deep pain. For some, they're ready to come together with us arm to arm in action, ready to be bold for the things that we believe in, the things that we stand for. So some of you name some things that you believe in and stand in for. This week, Marble said, we are going to stand against gun violence and for gun control. And so we came together arm in arm with holy boldness and said, we're going to put it out on our fence. Did all of us get out there and put them on the fence? Kim Ryan did a bulk of the work. Tell her thank you. But this is something together we want to do. Holy boldness means believing in the things that matter to you. And as you kept saying today, walk the walk, talk the talk, move into action. Find ways to live it out that help you see God at work in you and help you see God at work in the people who are helping you with it. That's what Paul was about in all of his journeys. Paul was always about going and getting people around him, telling them the good news. Now, let me give you the backdrop of the passage I just shared. You see, Paul planted the Corinth congregation. It was not always an easy congregation. He poured his heart and soul into those people. And when he felt like they were ready, he was ready to go to the next place and to be bold and to share the good news. And so he was making his way to Ephesus. But while Paul was gone, when there's absence of leadership, sometimes other people come in, right? And so these super apostles came in, and of course they had the better answers, right? And they began to condemn Paul, making him feel like he was not worthy, making him feel like he was not a true apostle. And so Paul responds back with this letter to them, acknowledging that yes, he is about humility. It is not about him bringing favor and acclaim to him, but letting God work through him. And then Paul goes on to say, right, I have a thorn. I have a thorn in my flesh. And then he hears these words, my grace is sufficient, right? When you are weak, I am strong. Paul was able to come alongside of those people in the moment, galvanize the churches, bring forth the good news of the gospel, but it didn't mean that there wasn't problems. It didn't mean that there wasn't persecution. It didn't mean that there wasn't hardship. And yet he continued to be holy and bold and live into his holy boldness, always standing up for the good news of the gospel. So again, holy boldness is looking within and finding out where do you need to become bold. Holy boldness is working alongside and walking alongside others to make a difference in the lives of others. And then, holy boldness is truly relying and trusting on the strength of God in our lives. I think we can all relate to Paul's story in one way or another. We all have some type of thorn. Some of us are more willing to talk about it than others. All of us have things that at times make us feel weak or at times make us feel imperfect. But Paul is saying that through God, God can use those things, right? God can use those things to bring strength to you, and God can use those things to bring strength to others. You know what I'm talking about. When we struggle, how many people want to be around like-minded people doing life together so that we know we're not alone in our pain, but that God is with us? And so these are just three ways to be holy bold, bold and holy, or to have holy boldness. Where might God be asking you to be bold? What might God be putting on your heart? Where might you, like Paul, endure and struggle and trust and work through it in order to stand up for something, so that in standing up for something, you can look out to others and say, I will stand with you, whatever you're going through. God is ready for you to be holy bold. Or whole, that's not always coming out the way I want it to. Holy and bold, or have holy boldness. But God has something for you to do. Pray about it. Think about it. Live into it. Amen. Let us pray together. Gracious, loving God, you call us to live as your people. And with that, we seek to be bold, but it's not always easy. And so we ask for your strength. We ask that your grace would remind us that you are with us always in the struggles, in the pain, and in the challenge. And that we would stand up. We would stand up for something. We would walk with others. We would model your love. We would show compassion and grace and mercy. Help us, O God, to be holy bold. Amen.